how to transfer to music. Have you seen that? Have you been seeing how I've been doing that? We've done Oh Sons and Daughters of the King. Let's do a little bit of what we're going to do tonight. I love the Lord, for he heard my voice. Psalm 116. Would you sit up nice and tall? You guys have been doing a great job. Thank you for being so tall. Are you set? Doing it tonight. Okay, so now would you sing it as if you were that best children's choir and take one hand. I love the Lord. Can you hold the folder with your one hand and take your other hand, take your right hand up here with Mr. Petty. I love the Lord for he has. Let's start right there. One. Sing like the best children's choir and bring that hand up and out with me. One, two, here you go.
I love the Lord for he heard my
He heard my cry for mercy. I don't know if he brings you bread, but maybe he does. All right, can you give me a K there? I always ask them to sing a K because, you know, a C is a soft consonant and a K is a hard consonant. And especially singing in somewhere like the chapel, you want a hard consonant. I love the Lord. There we go again. Lifting nice and tall. Bring it forward.
I love the Lord for he heard my voice.
So I could do other things. We could do circles down here. I love the Lord for you. And there are different, you know, we could do, I love the Lord for you. And for phrasing, you know, they could, I love the Lord for you. My voice here. Right? Could pull a string, pull a rubber band. All these different things that you could do with that. We have a middle section in here. Going into the 6-8 or the 68 or the 86 or whatever someone said the other day. This is our hope part. Would you bounce the ball with me? What and two. So, you see they're still in their music. Do you see why I say get out of the music? Right? Okay, they've only looked at this for an hour. So they're going, bounce the ball and look at the music. But can that get the 6-8 feel? For I love the Lord. So you want to use all of these different techniques. So there's different things like that. All right, let me see. Transferring music, things to think about. The choir. Great sound starts at the beginning of the rehearsal. Don't wait. Don't wait. Don't say, oh, the warm-ups are going to get through them. Okay, now that you're singing something real. Well, you just made the warm-ups not real. Okay? Warm up yourself. That's a big one, isn't it? We don't take care of ourselves. We literally are preaching to the choir, right? Go, take care of your voice. Don't shout. Now go to bed early tonight. Don't drink soda. Don't do this. What do I have hiding around the corner there? I have a Diet Coke. Why? Because I need the caffeine. Is that good for me? No. Okay? I know that. Warm yourself up. Even if you're driving from work and choir practice, you know you've got choir practice, warm up in the car. That's the best place. Why? Because your windshield is right there and you really hear yourself. Okay? Just get yourself going. Have the sound you want in your ear before the choir sings. If you don't know the sound, where are you going to go? right? It's like the road trip. All right, let's drive. Where are we going? I don't know. Just go. Don't you love those? The choir is the vocal reflection of you. What we hear is not what they hear. Who did I say you have to trust right away? Me. They have to trust my ears. They have to trust me and the sound that I'm asking them to do, because what they hear is not what you and I are hearing. That's why a lot of people sing in the back of their throat. You know, you've got these guys, sounds great in my head, and I sound like a great opera singer. No, you don't. It's in the back of your throat, right? And nothing is really coming out here, because it's what they're hearing, not what we're hearing. Invite the students to lead and listen. Invite a student up and say, all right, we're going to sing this for you. Tell me what you think. That's my orf part of me. They need to take ownership. They know. If you train them, by the time the kids get to me in the Indianapolis Children's Choir, they've been in the program 3 to 5 years. They know. So I have them lead. What's wrong with that? Well, we did this wrong and this wrong and this wrong. I just went on tour with my choir. We premiered a new work with full orchestra and adult choir. And why am I telling you this? Because it's called Melancholy Beauty, and it's about the Bulgarian people and how the Bulgarian people saved all of the Bulgarian Jews during World War II. So we had Bulgarian instruments and Bulgarian singers. Bulgarian singers sing very differently. By the second day, my whole choir was singing like that. And of course, me being the teacher, go, so what are you doing to create that sound? And they go, well, Mr. Petty, I'm bringing the placement very forward. My soft palate is lifted, and I'm basically singing through my nose, and it's right behind my teeth. I mean, they broke it down step by step so that if they walked up to you and you said to them, I want to sing like that, they could tell you. Pretty cool, huh? Good technique is good technique is good technique. They know. Know your space from rehearsal room to performance hall. Our rehearsal room over in the science building, dead as a doornail. But it opens up into a really, really live hallway. And they know that when they sing well, the hallway takes it and like shoots it out. It's amazing. So we keep saying, okay, what's the hallway saying? What's the hallway saying? Because that's like the chapel. Know where you're performing, okay? Teach them everything. Don't dumb it down. You don't want to be talked down to. They don't want to be talked down to. I don't talk down to my first graders either. I am who I am, you know? Oh, okay, well, we're going to lift this thing in the back of your throat? Call it a soft palate. You don't say, okay, this is the bendy thing on the end of your thing. You call it a pump. Why do you dumb this stuff down? Who made that choice? You know, they know what their foot is and their eye, and they know their stomach's in here and their heart's up here, and why do we dumb the other stuff down? Beginners versus advanced. What am I going to say? Good technique is good technique is good technique. Sometimes they just need different repertoire, right? They just need modification. A great friend of mine, she loves SATB music, but she has a children's choir. And when she finds an SATB piece that she absolutely loves, what does she do? She modifies it so her children's choir can sing it. Anything wrong with that? No. Not one thing. Do warm-ups a cappella. We are way too attached to this baby. Right? That's our comfort. Would you give me an... I ask Sarah a lot of times for pitches, but a lot of times it's because I've moved in transition. But if you notice, I try and sing to them, those of you in my rehearsal, a cappella, right? I try and do it without this. Okay? Get away from them. Only model for the choir. Don't sing with them. We already talked about that. Give the singers ownership of the product. They're the ones doing the work. Let them own it.